Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego, and a happy Tuesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And man, do we have a jam-packed show for you guys today. I was fired up to show up to work today. I was excited. I got up. And you know what? And this is the nice like little 2 weeks that you get of falling back, which I know everybody hates. I mean, I can get in that discussion as much as, you know, the next person. The whole falling back and the daylight savings thing in the spring and yada, 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 yada. But the first couple of weeks of this, I'm waking up earlier. I'm getting more rest because the you know, it's black. It's dark outside a lot earlier. And so I was up early working on the rundown, seeing all of Frank's notes. And we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. College basketball last night, we'll briefly discuss. We got college basketball again tonight for two other Division I programs. Congratulations to UCSD getting the victory. Clint Allard, congratulations to him getting his first D1 victory as a head coach. Congrats to Blanche Alverson getting her first victory as a head coach of the USD women's basketball team last night. We're going to talk about that in a second. We got qualifying offer discussions. We got free agency in Major League Baseball that's going to get started in a couple of days. We got so many different directions to get to. We got some sound on what's going on if Albert Pujols becomes the manager for the Padres. Like, who's he going to bring on? I mean, there's so much to talk about. And yes, Brenton Ford, bear down. Bear down Arizona. That's a big win last night over Florida. Yes, Mike Swing.
No, you're good.
Guys, right. Frank's locked in, too. He's excited. We got so much to talk about. We got NFL overreactions, setting up the Padres offseason.
We have a wonderful meme that we just retweeted on our show account.
We did.
For
we do
NFL trade deadline.
Oh, man.
Fan-made meme.
Is that today,
Thank
the deadline?
Much.
I didn't
yes,
even think about
is.
That. Oh, wow. Rashid Saheed has gotten traded today. the Mount Carmel Sun Devil leaving New Orleans. That's good news for, you know what? Good news for Rashid Shaheed. He gets to be closer to the West Coast now, as he's now in Seattle, and he doesn't have to deal with being on the worst team ever.
Sauce Gardner got traded today to the
Colts. Oh, prolific. Don't even get me started on TCU basketball. I texted my buddies, is it too early to fire Jamie Dixon? Lost to a team that had four wins the year before. I mean, that is so typical TCU basketball, it's not even funny. TCU basketball is like one of the most embarrassing sports teams that the school has.
Not as embarrassing as Boise State last night.
That's true. Thank God for Boise State. Thank God for Boise State. What in the world? By the way, do we know about that? Do you know anything about D2 Hawaii Pacific? Does anybody have any idea about? They're in a shopping mall. Their school's in a shopping mall.
No, it's not. Are you serious?
Yeah, have you saw a picture of it? It's ridiculous.
No, I haven't.
D2 Hawaii Pacific.
Sheebus.
Not even like a ranked D2 team. They are such a bad D2 school. They are so bad that it counts as a quad 5 loss. That's not even on the bracketologist page. You know when they seed the tournament, you see quad 1, quad 2, quad 3, quad 4. Quad 5 doesn't even exist. It's a quad 5 loss.
Was it an
extra? On the notes below, it says, when they get to their tournament profile, it will say, oh, by the way, they also lost to D2 Hawaii Pacific.
Was that an exhibition game for Hawaii Pacific? Because Laverne was an exhibition game for UC
schools,
San Diego.
Yeah, the D2 schools that play those games, sometimes it doesn't affect their record, and it does affect the D1 school's record. So, who knows?
Yeah, because
if I'm Hawaii Pacific, I'm asking for that to count now.
Yeah, because they mentioned Laverne, the game at UCSD last night was an exhibition game for Laverne. It wasn't a season game.
As bad as TCU basketball was last night, and by the way, they were bad. They almost came back and won. They were down 20 points at halftime, and they ended up losing by 4. They went on a 28-4 run just to give TCU fans hope. But as embarrassing as that was, nothing was more embarrassing than Boise State, which goes, again, like one of my friends who is a Irvine fan likes to talk smack on the Power Act 12. Hey, nice conference you got there, Power Act 12. Nice conference you got there. What's with the smirk, Frank? You know what I'm talking about.
No,
we're going to be the greatest basketball conference ever. We got San Diego State and Gonzaga and Boise State. Boise State lost to D2 Hawaii Pacific last night.
I'm just happy that Power Act 12 is
the
becoming
Power
a
Act
thing.
12.
I love how that's becoming a thing now.
The Power Act 12. Nice win last night. D2 Hawaii Pacific. By the way, Boise State popping off. Before the season started, it was like, oh, Boise State could give San Diego State a run for their money. Give me a break. You got their local reporters, and I like BJ Raines. We've had him on the show multiple times, but like in the summertime, he's talking smack to the Utah State people that are upset that they didn't get picked second, whatever, the Mountain West Conference, blah. And he has like some like smirk comment on there, and all of a sudden, like Utah State people are just living on it. Living on it. D2 Hawaii Pacific. Stunning. This is what's great about college basketball. This is what's great about college basketball. You know what's not great about college basketball? The game I did last night. Oh. Let me tell you about the game I did last night. I could not believe it. I said on the broadcast on ESPN Plus last night, at least 3 or 4 times, quote, I have never seen anything like this before. You got to listen to this. This happened last night in San Diego. So Drake Hills, who joins us each and every Friday, we were calling the USD women's basketball game last night. Game one of Blanche Alverson's career, the new era of USD women's basketball. And it's an exciting era. Blanche is a cool person. She runs a great program. She's been part of great programs before. The women on the team love playing for Blanche. I got to interview Jaden Rhodes after the game last night. She dropped 22 in the victory. She talked about how great it is to play for this coaching staff in Blanche Alverson. Everything's great. I feel a little bad that her debut was against Bethesda. Here's what you need to know about Bethesda. By the way, let me ask you something, Frank. Mm-hmm. What is a griffin? Do you know what a griffin is?
It's like a bird.
A griffin?
Kind of thing, yeah.
It's a bird kind of thing. It's a lion with wings. Yeah. Basically is what a griffin
yeah.
is. Here's where everything mythical, started yeah. poorly last night with Bethesda as I am getting my notes together. Okay? Their logo is a griffin. Mm-hmm. But you know what their team name is? The Bethesda Lion Angels. The what?
Oh, boy.
Why don't you just call them the Griffins? Is there another Bethesda out there that's also the Griffins? The Bethesda Lion Angels. I thought they were lying. I thought there's no way that this is their actual team name. And so yesterday, Frank, I stayed late after the show. You had already left. I was working on the Bethesda notes.
Yes.
The Lion Angels. L-I-O-N Angels. And I'm putting together my boards. I already had the USD women's basketball team done. And I look up and their website is just, you know, it is what it is. It's an NAIA school. The roster is so small, I think there's no way this is their official roster. There's like nine women on the team. And it only has, half of them have it's just their names and their number. There's no years. There's no position they play. There's nowhere like where they're from. They're nothing. And they got no, so I go, okay, let me email the SID for USD. So I emailed them, I'm like, do you have a roster for tonight for Bethesda? More importantly, do you have a pronunciation guide? And he says, no, I have nothing. And you know what he does? He screenshots a photo. He screenshots the website that has the roster that I was already looking at. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't know if I can make boards because I don't know if Bethesda's going to show up and have a roster with all these girls on it that I have no idea. What?
No, it's just that screenshots the roster page.
From the website that I was already looking at.
It's like, brother, I think I could have figured that one out.
So I was like, oh, thank you.
It's like when the cable tech tells you, is your television plugged in? Yeah, I would have thought to do that a while ago before calling you.
You know what sucks, though, is the fact that they actually have to say that because people don't actually have the TV plugged
in. I know, yeah.
So anyway, I get the whatever. I get to the game, and at the game, the printout of the roster is the screenshot of the website. And I'm like, okay, here we go. I guess this is what I got. And Alec at USD is like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. The only contact I've had is with their head coach. That's it. There's nobody else that works at Bethesda, apparently. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. We get to 25 minutes before the game starts. They are nowhere to be found. I have no idea. Bethesda is not there. There's nowhere that they are nowhere to be found.
Too busy working on Skyrim.
Apparently.
The next DLC for Skyrim.
Then all of a sudden, with about 25 minutes left on the pregame clock, Bethesda rolls in. And it's a coach, and it's five girls. And they all have their own little, like, Yeti water bottles. It looks like a high school team. And they walk in, and there's five of them. And they just start warming up.
Were all five at least on the roster? Like there
all five were on the roster, okay. Yes. But I'm like, okay, there's nine on the roster. Here's five of them. Maybe the other four are getting taped. So out of the five, four of them are warming up, and one of them is sitting underneath the basket. She looks like she has been... she looks awful. Like, she looks like she's incredibly sick. And then you find out that she actually is sick. She's like super pale and like you can't. She's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to describe, you know what a sick person is. Like, she's Green Wilma sitting underneath the basket. I feel so bad for that girl. I'm like, okay, well, there's four warming up and then there's her. And I'm like waiting for the other players to come out. And I asked them, like, do we have a lineup yet? Down to like 12 minutes for pregame.
You see those girls over there? That's your lineup.
And I was like, I don't see a lineup. And I talked to the guy that's putting in the stats, and he goes, well, they have nine on the roster, so we're just kind of waiting. And I'm like, have we seen the other four? He was like, no, not yet. About 8 minutes before the game starts, I'm like, this is it. This is the there's nobody else coming. This is it. There's one coach and there's five players. And one of them has been sitting the entire time and has no she's probably in so much pain. It was sad. I was like, I can't believe this is the case. And so one of our producer, Tim, was just in the YouTube chat. He texts at one point, he goes, where are the lineups? Because he needs to make the graphics. And I responded with, Tim, I could probably tell you what the Bethesda lineup is. It's the five on the court right now. That's probably what it is.
I want to just reiterate, we're not mocking here. We're just...
I'm explaining the situation. This is crazy. Yeah. This is college basketball.
We are not mocking in any way, shape, or form.
I feel so bad for Bethesda last night. I couldn't believe it. So then... they get the starting line. It's just those five. They have no trainer. They have no. And NAIA schools don't travel with trainers all the time. Meanwhile, their men's team's playing at Irvine. They got 19 on the roster with an assistant staff and everything like that. The only reason why I know that is because my friend was at the Irvine Bethesda men's basketball game. Had 19 players. Women's team has got five. So they give it a shot. And it's just, you know what it is. I mean, look up the box score. I could not believe the graphics we had and everything like that. It's
19-1 at the end of the first quarter.
19-1. Did I send you a picture of the
Yes, you did.
Yeah, 19-1 at the end of the first quarter. It was the final score was 92-23. But here's where it got even crazier. So the poor girl that was sick made it through the first quarter. She made it through the first quarter. And then 4 minutes into the second quarter, the head coach calls a timeout. And she goes and lays on the bench. And I'm like, she ain't coming back in. Yeah, I mean, there's just no way she's coming back in. And she doesn't. And so they play with four. And so then it becomes 5-on-4 for the rest of the game. And the four girls, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, they played their ass off last night for Bethesda. They had four players on the court. I could not believe it. And the whole time I'm like, why are they playing right now? Like, I understand, like, they're probably getting a check. I don't even know if they're still getting a check or not. When you pay these schools to come play you, if they don't give you a full game, like, do you still have to pay them? Like, I couldn't believe the stuff last night. I felt so bad at halftime because it's part of the ESPN Plus broadcast. You show the halftime stats. The halftime stats were just, they were so unbelievable.
I think you sent them to me.
Did send them to you. That my buddy was watching also was like, this can't be right. And I'm like, it is. That's 100% accurate.
Yeah, here it is. Bethesda points of the paint 34-0 in favor of San Diego. Offensive turnover 21-0 in favor of San Diego. Second chance points 12-0 in favor of San Diego. Fast break points 21-0 in favor of San Diego, and bench points 21-0 in favor of Bethesda. Actually,
no, that's wrong because there's nobody on the bench.
Sorry, my bad. In favor of San Diego.
There's nobody on the bench. As Frank mentioned, because I told him about it before we were doing the game, Frank flipped it on.
Yes, I did.
And tell us what you were explaining to the buddies you were talking to when you were watching that game.
They're on the bench for Bethesda. There is an coach.
And coach. One
and
coach.
And singular coach and folding chairs. That's it. That was it.
That's it. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Again, like, we're not, Cole, I understand they're just happy to be playing college, but we're not making fun of them.
I want to say.
We're just stunned because this is the first time that either one of us, and Braden had to call the game, that either one of us had seen a situation like this. So it was surprising to us. We're not making fun.
Shout out to Moreno last night for Bethesda. She had 11 points, 3 for 19 from the field, 3 for 14 from three-point range, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. able to hit some threes last night. But here's what Bethesda did. They had to do it. They would take the time up to the shot clock and then put up a shot with like 2 seconds left. They had probably 15 shot clock violations last night. And the player that was sick was their point guard, and she was like their best player on the team in general. And then once she left, it was like, what do we do now? It was rough. I mean, it was hard to watch.
If you're USD, just out of pure curiosity, do you make it fair by going 4-on-4, or is that insulting?
The thing is, it's like you can't, it counts for USD. That counts as a win. Like, you can't joke around with it, I guess.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not joking. I wouldn't joke around. I'd be like, okay, let's at least, they came here, they're doing their best, they've got no one else. Do we at least make it fair and go 4-on-4 instead of having a person advantage for the entire game? Or would that be insulting to not play all five?
I don't know. I mean, they basically sat in a 2-3 zone the rest of the way. I mean, they tried to work on some things, but it was hard to do. If you look at the first, the score by period, 19-1 in the first quarter, 22-8 in terms of points scored in the second quarter, 29-3 in the third quarter, 22-11 in the fourth quarter for a 92-23 victory. Bethesda shot 17% from the field, USD 51%. Total rebounds, 59-15. Points off turnovers, 40-3. Bethesda turned the ball over 18 times. Total rebounds, 59-15, as mentioned before. 25-1 on the offensive rebound category. Second chance points, 22-0. Bench points, 72-0. Points in the paint, 52-2. Fast break points, 34-0. 5 blocks to 1, 6 steals to 1, 24 assists to 5. The game was tied for the first 1 minute and 35 seconds. I've never seen anything like it before.
Did they shorten halftime? Because that felt like a really short halftime.
No, that was a very long halftime.
Okay.
They did not shorten halftime.
Well, then again, I was also on iRacing racing around Talladega at the same time. So
I just could not believe that last night. It was crazy.
I saw more of your game than I saw the race I was participating in last night. That's how boring my race was.
Well, how about we got to take a break. I mean, I had somebody text me, is like, what am I watching? And I was like, well, you know, Jamie Dixon's really not doing that great. The down 20 against New Orleans. He's like, no. I saw that. No, what am I watching here? And I said, they have 4 players. I don't know what to tell you. And then he goes on to go like, I can't stop watching this. It's so fascinating. They had 4 players and nobody on the bench except for a coach.
It's like watching a car wreck.
You can't
look away.
Look away. I couldn't believe it last night. I mean, congrats. I mean, that's an interesting way to get your first win.
And good
for Blanche Alverson to get the first win under her belt. I mean, and that's a story that you're going to tell for a long time. But I just. The impressive thing was the heart that the Bethesda team had.
Yeah, I was just going to say, very good on Bethesda for not just throwing in the towel and saying, yeah, we don't have it tonight.
So that was my night last night. Let's transition into setting up the Padres offseason. Here's all the information you need to know as we get ready for the Padres offseason. Braden Cipranich Show underway. We're going to be giving you updates on the NFL trade deadline. We're going to keep you updated on everything that's going on in sports as the day progresses. But what a wild night last night. Braden Cipranich Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
He's Frank Borghese. I'm Braden Soprenet. This is the Braden Soprenet Show, live and local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. You see what that you see that post we got on Twitter?
I told you, I retweeted it.
Oh, that's the meme you're talking about. That's hilarious. I love that. This is the chair setup you got? That they tagged Woods in?
Yes.
That could be a lot of different things.
So,
what do you think they're going to announce outside of Petco Park where they put the chairs and the podium on the street?
Yeah, so for those of you who haven't seen the picture, or I'm not sure if Ben and Wood showed it or not, there are like 11, 12 rows of chairs set up on the sidewalk outside of the suite entrance with a podium in front of it. So,
did you notice the street sign?
No.
The street sign's covered with black tarp.
Oh, they're renaming
a street. That's Imperial Avenue that goes to that intersection.
So they're renaming a street.
Yes.
So there it is.
That's what it has to be. I wonder if that's the... I wonder if they're... we'll see what the announcement
is. Because it's also... It's like not in the sidewalk. It's... For those of you who've been... I mean... Those of you know Petco Park outside that area, there's...
It's a three-way intersection.
There's sidewalk, there's trees, and then there's the big sidewalk. It's between the road and the trees, that little area of sidewalk.
Interesting. Yeah, somebody posted that. Who knows what the deal is. Looks like they're renaming a street sign, though. Because the thing that they tagged Woods in was like, do you think they'll announce the manager on the sidewalk?
Yes.
No, I don't. I don't actually think that's possible. Is your TV still plugged in?
I think San Diego City High School might be doing that, but not the San Diego.
Hey, you know what? Don't disrespect the Cavers like that.
Well, no, I'm just saying like that.
Cavers
not,
would never do something
I'm
like that.
I'm just saying that's something a high school would do, not a professional baseball team.
As the corporate representative of the high schools here in San Diego, like you are with the Big Ten, we would never do anything like that.
Well, middle school,
absolutely not. Yeah, it's not my week. All right, here's what you need to know about the Padres offseason. As laid out by Jeff Sanders today in the Union Tribune, what's next? Well, here's some things from last year. They finished 90-72, second in the NL West, lost in the wild card season series. Manager to be determined. Leading baseball operations, AJ Preller, president of baseball operations and general manager, 12th season, 4 playoff trips. What's next? Hire a manager. In the article, that decision could come as soon as this week. They said last week it could have come at the end of the week. Leaving the next skipper to assemble a coaching staff, future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols, current pitching coach Ruben Niebla, and former Padres catcher Nick Hundley are the known finalists, but AJ Preller often zags when we expect a zig. Speaking of Preller, Eric Grubner has said this offseason that he expects his baseball ops chief to lead the department beyond 2026, so an extension seems to be coming to make sure Preller is not managing the organization's assets as a lame duck general manager. Very interesting. Now, do we have that clip that Adam sent us earlier today?
We 2 seconds and I'll get it up.
So we saw this earlier. I mean, this is something that I think a lot of us have been assuming when it comes to the entire Albert Pujols saga of potentially hiring him as a manager. And we'll talk more about these like off-season things when we come back because we do got to get to a break. But was that Matt Holliday? Is that who that was?
Was Matt Holliday.
So it's Matt Holliday on a Cardinals podcast talking about who potentially would be on the staff for Albert Pujols if he becomes the manager of the San Diego Padres. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm going to be interested to see if Albert gets the Padres job or ends up managing if Yadi takes a role on Albert's staff, what that might look like. I think that'd be interesting I think the one thing that I think has been interesting is that Yadi basically declared on social media and other places that he's ready to get back in full time. And I think that means every day. And I think that means on a staff that shows up at, 12:30 and doesn't go home until 11 o'clock at night for 7 straight months. And, he seems to be ready to get back into that life. And so there's certainly a spot somewhere for him. And like they said, if Cardinal is being the manager of the Cardinals is ultimately where he wants to end up, then it may be a little bit. Ollie's obviously one of my best friends, and so I don't know how this is all going to shake out, but I do know if Albert gets a managing job, say the Padres, for instance, Albert would want to take Yadi, and maybe as his bench coach, maybe as his, special assistant, assistant manager. You can make up titles now in pretty much any way you want. So I'll be interested. I think that's the one thing to me that's intriguing. I think Albert fits the Padres really well. They have a lot of Latin players. I know he's close with Laureano and Tatis and, Machado. And so I think that's a great landing spot for Albert. And then I think bringing on Yadi as a bench coach would be pretty awesome. I mean, if I was a Padre, that'd be the dream scenario for me.
Didn't we talk about this before they even interviewed Albert Pujols?
I believe we did.
We did. I think that would be the best scenario moving forward. And one of the questions that was asked is, and you kind of have to look at this. I mean, I think the longer we wait about this, the more you start thinking about the little context clues. What did AJ Preller say in his postseason press conference about the managerial hire and what he's looking for?
Want a long-term manager.
A long-term manager. I was going to tease that, but long-term manager for 10-plus years, right? Which one of these guys fills that role? We'll talk about it when we come back on the Braden Surprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Ciprenet. This is the Brayden Ciprenet Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. AJ Preller talked about it in his end of season press conference. What was he looking for in terms of the hiring of this next manager, Frank?
Longevity.
Longevity. The guy's going to be the manager for the next 10 years. Out of that conversation, and knowing the finalists that we know, who fits that description? We have Albert Pujols, we have Ruben Niebla, we have Nick Hundley, and we might have a fourth that we don't know about. I think that's very hard to say in this day and age of Major League Baseball, in this day and age of not having patience for coaching and coaching staffs. Are any of those candidates a 10-year guy? Do you believe in any of those guys being a 10-year guy? Is there one that takes over as a potential manager that's going to be here for a long period of time? I think it's an interesting question. I think a lot of it stems from who are the players that are going to be on your team for that amount of time? Go look at the payroll. I mean, you got a lot of guys under contract for probably that amount of time. What's the year? 2025? Next year will be 2026?
That's the rumor.
Right. So in 2026, you're thinking about a guy that's going to be here till 2036, 2035-ish. For the majority of that time, Machado and Bogarts are here till 2033. Fernando's here till 2034. Jackson Merrill's here till 2034. Jake Cronenworth's here till 2030. Those are all of the players that are under contract through 2030-something. So those are the players that you're really hiring a manager for, right? You can talk about longevity. You can talk about the guys that aren't under contract, the ones that are just under control. Other players that make 2030, I mean, Freddie Fermin and Mason Miller are free agents in 2030. And the lone other guy is David Morgan, who's not a free agent until 2032. These are the players that make it to the end of this decade, which would still only be about 4 or 5 years of the entire 10-year that you're thinking about. So to me, a manager that fits that bill is going to have to be somebody that can manage Xander Bogaerts and manage Manny Machado, and manage Fernando Tatis Jr., and manage Jackson Merrill. Those are the names in particular. Anybody else I'm missing on that? I mean, those are the ones that are under contract through 2034.
No.
Out of the three that have been mentioned, who fits that category?
Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols. I agree.
Number five.
I think Albert Pujols fits that. Do we think Albert Pujols is going to leave to take the Cardinals job, maybe? I don't know. Who's to say? Is that his real dream job? I mean, he couldn't negotiate with the organization that he was currently involved with in the Angels. He ended up giving up a 1-year deal. is Ruben Niebla that guy? I don't necessarily see Ruben Niebla being that guy. Nick Hundley, I think Nick Hundley would have been a good hire instead of Jace Tingler a handful of years ago, but Nick Hundley was still playing. I'd love to see Nick Hundley part of the organization again. I just, for the current team that you have, the answer is Albert Pujols. And then when talking about that even further, we just played the clip from Matt Holliday, who still hasn't touched home plate. He talked about Yadier Molina. And he talked about Yadier Molina wanted to be involved. And if Albert Pujols gets a job wherever he might get a job, then he would bring on Yadier Molina. And Yadier's got a good relationship with Fernando, as mentioned in that little excerpt we had. I mean, we talked about what did we say, Frank, the beginning of this last season when talking about like the catching situation? Who was the player that we said might be worth assigning before they decided to trade for Freddie Vermeid?
JT Realmuto.
JT Realmuto. And why was that a potential good sign?
Stopgap, a veteran stopgap that could also help develop Ethan Salas.
Yes. That could also develop Ethan Salas. Well, what about Yadier Molina?
Not only do you have Yadier Molina developing Ethan Salas, you have Freddie Fermin developing Ethan Salas, who developed under Salvi Perez.
And who did he learn under? Exactly. So then you would have a guy that learned under Salvador Perez for God knows how long, and Yadier Molina.
If you can't learn under those two, I'm sorry, you can't learn how to play catcher in Major League Baseball. Even I could learn from those two.
And this is what I said before in terms of like ranking my, you know, preferable managerial hires. I had it different. If Pujols comes with Yadier Molina, that's number one to me. I think it has to be number one. After that, in terms of keeping things consistent, I'd go with Ruben Niebla. I think that'd be a safe hire. And I like Nick Hundley. I think Nick Hundley'd be a great manager, too. I think you're in a good spot with those three. I just, the fact that it brings Yadi in a little bit of, you know, extra grit and everything like that. I mean, it's hard to argue bringing in one of the best hitters of all time in Albert Pujols, who had been there and done that, future first ballot Hall of Famer, and then arguably one of the best catchers to ever live. To be on your staff. That doesn't guarantee wins, but the way that this team is assembled, Frank, that to me is what you need for this current team.
Yes, 100%. I mean, if you want the superstars to have a better chance at listening to other superstars, someone that they can relate to, been there, done that, and in Pujols' case, did it better than any of the guys on the team right now. I think you have the best chance at getting the most out of your superstar players with a guy like Albert Pujols as your manager, someone that they can relate to, someone that they can go to about certain issues that Mike Schilt couldn't answer, Jace Tingler couldn't answer, Andy Green couldn't answer. Anyone else out there could not answer. Now, I'm sure, just to throw a name out there, Buck Showalter has played with, has coached Manny before. He has coached numerous superstars in this league. There's only so much relation that you can give to a guy like Manny through managing other superstars than you can by actually being a superstar and living it, going home with it every single day. That is something that I think is invaluable that Pujols brings to this team.
Who else still needs to hire a manager? Because like Atlanta's hiring Walt Weiss last night.
Yes, we'll get to that a little bit later on.
How many more? What, like Colorado?
I think Colorado, that's it. Colorado and the Padres.
I can't believe it's taken this long. Unless they want to interview Don Mattingly. That would be like the only last ditch, is if they're like waiting, if they were just waiting for Don Mattingly. I don't know if that's the case or not.
Again, another guy that comes with managing a bunch of superstar players, played in the league, was a great player. that's another valuable guy. He's coached in Southern California. He's managed in Southern California before. He was manager of the Dodgers. So I don't know. That could be. He would be my number two over Niebla. But again, if you're this whole segment was built on long-term manager. Don Mattingly left Miami because he wanted to be with his family.
Right.
And then after 2 months got fed up with his family and went to Toronto.
I think going the Don Mattingly route would be the same as Mike Schilt and
I agree.
And Sleepy Bob.
He's not your long-term fit.
No, I don't think so either. Well, they've already done, and then you know, like the Buck Showalter thing. Like the Padres already did the bring in Manny Machado's assistant coaches, and they didn't jive with Fernando thing either. So
I
like
just threw Buck Showalter
I know,
out there. As
I'm just saying in general, they've tried a lot of these. The only thing that they haven't tried yet is the former player aspect, and this is a very unique opportunity, I think, for the Padres. This would be a splash hire. I think it would. I think a lot of the other names that we mentioned would be a little deflating for Padres fans. Like, I think they'd be okay with Ruben Niebla. Like, I'm okay with every candidate for the Padres, but at the same time, like, they hire Albert Pujols and he puts the staff together with Yadier Molina. You're excited for spring training to start, correct?
You're stoked wait for spring training.
Like,
to start.
Like, let's get after it, right? And this is before they even make any signings of any kind. You're excited. They hire Ruben Niebla. You're like, eh, okay, like good for Ruben.
It doesn't. It's not
it's great
a,
for him. Like I, you know, he's
it's
a great
not a
guy.
Step down.
You know, like we're gonna keep some consistency here. You know, like to me, that's like nobody's gonna be upset about Ruben Niebla being the manager. I think the sell to fans. I would be excited for Nick Hundley because he's a good dude, and you know he lives here and. Stuff like that. But I think a lot of fans would be like, no, this isn't the move that's going to get the Padres over the hump to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers who've now won two World Series in a row, right? This is not, you're looking for a guy that's going to do something for this organization for the first time ever.
Tony, if the Padres are hiring a manager to sell tickets, there's a problem. There's a major problem. The players sell enough tickets. They don't need a manager to help them sell tickets.
I don't think they need the help, but Tony's not wrong. I mean, there's going to be some casuals who are like, wait, oh, Albert Pujols is the manager?
Agreed.
I want to see this. Like, this
agreed,
seems kind of cool.
The building
that's
is
actually
going to
sell. That's going to sell out more opposing stadiums than anything else.
Yes.
I mean, the Cardinals, if the Padres hire Albert Pujols,
Busch Stadium's
actually going to have people at their games. Their greatest fans ever.
Okay.
Actually going to show up again. How about that? It's been a long time.
Middle of June, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the middle of June is when the Padres go to St. Louis.
That's going to be hot. Good luck, Dave. I just think that the Pujols decision needs to be number one.
Yes.
And if Matt Holliday's on to something, Matt Holliday played on those teams. He understands. If Yadier Molina is part of the deal, they're number one to me.
I mean, we said it before. We said it the day Molina said that he was interested in getting back to coaching. It feels like a no-brainer for him to get back into baseball with a legendary teammate like Albert Pujols. It makes all the sense in the world that
now,
those two would come together.
And if they have success, I would imagine Yadier probably leaves and does his own thing.
Yes.
Now, do you think Yadi leaves and then brings Albert Pujols with him? They take over the Cardinals? Eh, probably not. I don't know if that's the
case. No, I think if they see success, they're not one. The other one is not going to go as a bench coach with the other.
I don't
they're
so
going to stay with their one is going to stay with the team that they're at.
I think. I just don't know why. You know, I just don't know why it's taken so long. And here's the other thing, too. Like, I'm sure Ruben Niebla is interviewed for these jobs because somebody just asked, like, are we sure, like, Ruben's not going to get upset and then leave?
He's under contract.
He's
right
under
now.
Contract. He's from the Imperial County, right? I mean, his family still lives there. You know, it's a good opportunity for him. unless he's leaving to get another managerial job,
which is not going to happen now.
Unless the Rockies want him to be the manager, why wouldn't he stay? What's he going to go do? Go be a pitching coach somewhere else when the Padres obviously love him being here? I don't think he's going to. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't know. I don't really know how interested he is in being a manager. I mean, maybe that's what he wants to do. But sometimes, like, if you're Ruben Niebla and they offer you an interview, like, you have to take the interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it. So maybe that's some of the things that they're working out right
now. Unless it's 9.5 hours.
Well, who knows? What else is on the docket for the Padres offseason? We'll let you know everything you need to know as we start the 11 o'clock hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.